I wanted to briefly talk about the D112. That's the AKG bass microphone. Drums, I've talked to a lot of people that have that elusive, the elusive drum sound in the studio is such a challenge. And I think that the D112 is a great mic.
Yeah, the D112 is still, you know, still has the title of the world's most popular bass drum mic, and its large diaphragm dynamic transducer has the, you know, perfectly sculpted response, has the, you know, the suppression of the mid-range, the bass end goes down nice and low. It's very solid, and yet it has the nice crisp top end so that it captures the sound of the beater against the bass drum head. A lot of guys also use it on either guitar cabs or also on bass cabs. And again, it's got the, you know, extended mid-range and top-end response that it captures the transients, so it doesn't just have a thump or a thud. It actually has the real tone of the instrument, and it does a fantastic job of capturing that signal. One of the other things that's interesting about the D112 is that we've been able to test it on sound fields as high as 168 dB, and it still has far less than 1% distortion. We could probably say that it handles more than that, but we can't generate that kind of SPL. So in terms of overloading the microphone or the microphone being able to handle any type of SPL that you know, even the loudest players would generate, there's no problems whatsoever with the D112, and that's one of the things that people love about that.
That's great, and a versatile mic too. I've talked to a lot of people that they say in a pinch they'll use it for other type of applications, and it's proved to be very versatile mic.
Yeah, but believe it or not, when the D112 was first conceived, it was actually conceived for the radio voiceover market, so that you know, DJs or radio announcers would sound, you know, big and natural and right up front. That's actually where the product came for, and then the, you know, people discovered its application for bass drums and for low frequency instruments, for, you know, for things like trombones, Barry sax, again, guitar amps. You know, you can take it and put it in front of a guitar amp, and does an absolutely phenomenal job of handling the entire range of the instrument without any type of distortion, and again with unbelievable sound quality.
That's great. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about today? Anything that's
Of all the newer AKG products, one of the other things that people are excited about is the new AKG IVM4 wireless in-ear monitor system. And the IVM4 is a relatively unique product because it has built into it all the DBX signal processing. It has a DBX equalizer, DBX compressor, and DBX limiter for basically complete control of the dynamics and also the EQ response. But the most interesting feature of the product is it has built-in binaural room simulations. So the user hears a much more natural, much bigger sound with the IVM4 than he hears with any other wireless in-ear system on the market. The design of the IVM4 is based on the very successful AKG WMS4000 system, so it has very sophisticated software for frequency management on board, has unparalleled battery life, and the receiver is also equipped with the charging contacts so that you can use an AKG charging station so that you always have fully charged batteries, and makes the operation of the system a lot more convenient. And if you use it enough hours a week, it's extremely cost effective. That's a very exciting new system, and users of high quality in-ear systems will definitely want to check that system out.
That's great.